For centuries, pilgrims have traveled to Madrid to pray before the body of a humble farmer whose life was filled with faith, kindness, and miracles. In May of 2022, the urn containing the incorrupt body of Saint Isidore the Farmer was opened once again to mark 400 years since his canonization. Crowds poured into the great collegiate church in the heart of Madrid, and within just 2 days, more than 30,000 people had already come to honor the saint whose body had rested there since 1769. Beside him also rests his holy wife, Maria de la Cabeza, remembered for her deep faith and miracles. A recent forensic study on the remains of Saint Isidore confirmed many details that the church had preserved for centuries. The study showed that he likely died between the ages of 35 and 45 because he was first buried in a wet and humid area near the Church of San Andres. Experts also found changes in the density of some of his bones. The study further revealed that Saint Isidore showed features connected to Afro-descendant ancestry, reminding many people that holiness belongs to every nation and every people. Church leaders in Madrid said these findings beautifully reflect the welcoming spirit that Saint Isidore himself showed during his life. Saint Isidore the Farmer, also called Saint Isidore the Laborer, lived during the 11th century in Spain. He was born in Madrid sometime between 1070 and 1080 to a poor but faithful family. His parents named him after Saint Isidore of Seville, one of the great saints of Spain. From a young age, Isidore learned the value of prayer, hard work, and trust in God. As he grew older, he found work as a farm laborer for a wealthy landowner named Juan de Vargas. Even though his life was simple and difficult, Isidore became known for his goodness and generosity. He never ignored the poor and often shared his own food with those who had nothing. His employer eventually trusted him so much that he placed him in charge of the entire estate. Saint Isidore later married a holy woman named Maria Toribia, known today in Spain as Saint Maria de la Cabeza. Together they lived a life centered on God and charity. They had a son, and one famous story tells how the child once fell into a deep well. Unable to save him themselves, the parents prayed with all their hearts. Suddenly, the water in the well began to rise until the child could safely be reached and lifted out. Many miracles were connected to Saint Isidore during his lifetime. Fellow workers once complained that he spent too much time attending daily mass and arrived late to work. But when Juan de Vargas went to see for himself, he found Saint Isidore in deep prayer, while an angel plowed the fields in his place. On another occasion, an angel was seen working beside him, helping him complete more work than several laborers together. There was also stories of Saint Isidore raising a young girl from death through prayer. One winter day, Isidore gave part of the grain he carried to hungry birds scratching at the frozen earth. Some mocked him for wasting the wheat, yet when he arrived at the meal, the sack was still full and later produced twice the flour expected. Another beloved story tells of Isidore bringing poor and hungry people to his home for dinner. His wife worried there would never be enough food for everyone, but the pot of stew continued to provide until every guest had eaten. Through these simple but powerful moments, Saint Isidore showed that God never abandons those who trust him and care for others. Saint Isidore died sometime in the 12th century, though the exact year is undetermined. On the 2nd of April 1212, after torrential rains had exhumed cadavers from cemeteries in Madrid, his body was discovered in an apparent state of incorruptibility. His holiness became known throughout Spain, and devotion to him continued to grow stronger with time. There is even a tradition that in the year 1211, Saint Isidore appeared to King Alfonso of Castile while the king was preparing for battle against the Moors. The saint reportedly showed him a hidden path through the mountains, helping the king's army surprise the enemy at the Battle of Navas de Tolosa. Because of the many miracles connected to him and the deep devotion of the people, the Spanish royal family strongly supported his cause for sainthood. Finally, in the year 1622, Saint Isidore the Farmer was officially canonized by the Church. Saint Isidore, pray for us.